The bottom Tosfos. Hoyu v'yochol likroish v'lamed al kezayis. Here we are speaking about Shitas Beisilul. Beisilul held that dam nevela is metame kibsar nevela. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said that the shear of tumas nevela of dam is a revius. Hoyu v'yochol likroish v'lamed al kezayis. Since it is a potential kezayis. Mashme, the dam choshev kibosa. So Tosfos understood, al kaponim now in the Havamine, that there's no special limud that dam is kibosa. He says, Beisil holds dam is kibosa. So whenever it has a shir kizayis of bosa, it's metametumis nevelas kibosa. Veteime, imkein amai tzorich kro beperik behema mekashe. Ubereis anhedrin, L'rivis dam meis de metame boil. So why does the Gemara need a special posik that l'rivis dam is metame boil? Tepik lei da have kibosar, mishim sheyochel likroish. Beisilul holds that dam is kibosar, so memele, so l'rivis dam automatically will be metame like a kezayis of bosar. V'oimari, de gabe meis bo yikro l'rivis dam, Mishum de bereish dam anidam rinen de betumis meis beinon ein gizoi machlef. Dum ye de etzem. That by tumis meis we learn out that the dovar hametame has to be something which does not reproduce. If it is cut away, it remains chosar. Dum ye de etzem. Just like an etzem. If a chelik of an etzem, of a bone is taken away, it will not reproduce again. So memele, anything by a mace that is metame has to be ein gizay machlev. Vafilu bosor have a metarina. Besar ha mace, we would also be metayer. Ilav de ein gizay machlev, de nasa bim kaimet zolekes. If bosor is taken away, even though it grows back, but it is not completely sholing. There's an indentation, there's a scar where the bosor was taken. So therefore it is called Ein Gizei Machlev. V'dam Gizei Machlevu. But dam is such an entity that when dam is taken away, it always replaces itself. So memele, so therefore by Tumas Meis, that there is a special halacha of Gizei Machlev, there you don't say dam is kibosa. V'oid yeshloima. Now Tosfos wants to say a second term. Da hai tane da hoche loy mitame dam neveles mishum sheyoche likreish. Not because since it can become a zayis automatically, it is mitame tumis neveles it has, because dam is kibosa. Ele islei shum droshe de dam neveles tome. He has a special droshe that dam is mitame. And this is only a svar, not on the etzem tume, not on the shir tume. But if I have a gilui akro, that means b'chol ha-teirikule, dam is einei kebosa. And here I have a gilui akro, that dam is kebosa, and it is metame like psal nevela. This svar, that it is a potential kezayis, is only a gilui on how much dam is metame. So that we say, mistame after we have a gilui akro. That dam is metame, mistame, the shir tum is kibosal. So just like bosal is metame bikizayis, so dam is also metame bikizayis. How can one figure out what a zayis of dam is when it is in its liquid state? So that the Gemara says that a revius of dam is yochel likrish v'lamid al kizayis. V'loi bepoches. But less than a revius, it won't be metame. She'oz yesh boi shir boso. If there is a revius, so then this revius is the equivalent shir of what boso has to be metame. Avol belav kro, but without any posik whatsoever, moide kula alme de loyhavi ke boso. Then everyone is moide that dam is not ke boso. So memela, so it's very good, why you need a special posik that dam hames is metame be revius? Because without a posik, I do not say dam is kibosa. ולהוכי איקטן בפרק המנוחס והנסוחים דאו משידו על דם נבלה שהוא טועה. Because he doesn't hold of this פוסק. וכן משמע בכל מוקים דדם לא יהווה בכלל בשר נבלה. ובפרק הורשו מפיק דגיד וחלב מותר בהנו. The Gemara has a pilpul there that Rabbi Bo holds that whenever it says lo yoichal, so echad isar achila ve'echad isar hano b'mashme. Lo yoichal includes isar hano. So the Gemara has a problem. So why is gid hano shemutabano? Why is chaylev mutabano? So the Gemara answers mishum dechshehutra nevela he vechelba vegida hutra. The Torah was matan nevela bano. That is mutter to sell to a goy. So we see it's mutter bano, so inclusive in the nevela is included the chaylev and the gid. So we see that one is permitted to sell chaylev and gid of a nevela. Ah, it is an iser hano of chaylev, if we will assume lo yoichol means iser hano. So we see from the Torah that the lo yoichol of chaylev and the lo yoichol of gid does not include iser hano. We see this from the heter hano of nevel. V'chiporech hosam v'reidam, loy mishanik shehutra nevela hi v'domo hutra. The Gemara doesn't say the same teretz. So why says that dam is b'chlau not b'chlau nevela? So memele, so just like it doesn't fall into the category of isurei nevela, the teretz said leisechol nevela, The Torah did not aser dam. Dam is not aser als nevela. So male in the heter of nevela, also dam does not fall into the heter of nevela. Dam is an entity bifnei atzma. Obe mi'ilo nami beperik kotshei mizbeach, mapik dam asheretz mivizel lochem hatomei. Why do you need a special pasuk of dam asheretz? Mishum delay have a bechlal sheretz. We see that it is not, it is an entity bifnei atzmoi. So memele, if we say here that dam nevela is metame mistama, there is a droshe. But kaponim, this is shitas toisvis here and in psochim, that the iser nevela does not apply to dam. Dam is the leisoichel nevela is only on besar nevela. Does not apply to dam. There's a very interesting story told that there was once a shaila that some boso that was cooking. There were two pots. There was a guy was cooking flesh, and the yid was cooking flesh, and some boso of the from the goyish pot fell into the yiddish pot. And it was the same type of meat, both were steak. And it got mixed up. And there was a suffix if there were shishim. So they asked a young grov, Shaila, if it's mutter, if it's osa, it was a suffix shishim, there's a shishim of mutter de keflesh, keneged osa de keflesh. Some osa de keflesh fell in, they didn't know how much fell in. So it was a suffix if there were shishim keneged it. So this Rav Paskin, he says, well, the whole Shaila is a Shaila of min b'minoi, both are steak. So memele, so it's the whole din shishim is only a darabonon, min ha-toyre min b'minoi is bottle b'roi. The whole din shishim is a darabonon. So memele, so if it's darabonon, we can assume there's shishim. So Rav Chaim was around, so Rav Chaim was ma'orerem, he says, you have to realize the guy did not make meliche on his meat. So memele, there's dam also. Dam is already min b'she'ene minay, so we have already a suffix deraisa. If the dam will asa, how could you paskin right away? It's min the minay, it's a suffix deraisa. Oh, take, yeah, you're right, take. I didn't think about it. You're right, it's take osa. It's min b'es a suffix deraisa. It's min b'she'ene minay. Then Rab Chaim told them further, but it's dam shebishloi. Dam shebishloi, cook dam is only osa midarabona. Oh, some emele. Yeah, take gerecht, I was right the first time. I didn't think this all cheshbon, but Hashem Epsoim Hashem, take a sofik the rabbono. Then Rab Chaim told him, but it's dam nevela, there's an iser nevela on it. Forget about iser dam. The iser dam, dam shebishloi is take, that's all the yosem in the rabbono. But there's an iser nevela. Yeah, take gerecht, it's take, Then he brought him the Seismus. There's always an Avela by Dam. The moral of the story is one should look for Gringer Panos and Rabbonim. Al Kaponim, let me just be Moisef one Nekude, but it doesn't go with the Maise. But Bekitzer Rab Chaim Oizer has a tshuve. There was a certain medicine made out of an extract of dam. And the shaila was, if a chayla she'in by sakone is allowed to eat this. And the rov that asked him the shaila was, this extract was mustama like dam shebishloi. They cooked it, or an extract alone isn't better than dam shebishloi because it's not royal as rik al gabe mizbeyach. So memele, so they asked, so it's only osam idarabona. That was the shaila, so if a chayla she'in by sakone, it'd be a mokim lahokil. So Rab Chaim Oizer, Toich HaDvorim, speaks about this shaila, about the Isser Nevela. There's an Isser Nevela on the dam. So he brings down Toisus Imsochim that there's no Isser Nevela. But Rab Chaim Oizer says as follows. He says, he's under the opinion, even though Malkus you won't get als Loisoichlu Nevela, but there is an Isser of Tziron V'Roitvon. That there's an Isser Deraisa, let's say by Behemot Meye. So the juice that comes out of a behemah tmeyeh, so there's an issa deraisa, we learn that hatmeyim l'raboy siron v'roitvon, that the juice that comes out of a behemah tmeyeh is also min ha-teire, it's a esse. But it's also min ha-teire. So Rab Chaim Oizer says, he holds that even though there's no love of nevela by dam, but the issa of siron v'roitvon applies by dam nevela. So just like a nevela is also, so the dam would be also al tziron v'roitvon, so there would be an iser di eraise on the dam. Of hatmeim l'rabbi tziron v'roitvon. So l'maise, if we'll go back to that shaila, it would be preferable to be machma. Let us go further in the Gemara. Cholov k'day gemiyah. We heard in the Mishnah that the shear of a tzoras cholov is kedei gemiyah. Iboyilohu. So the Gemara clears a shaila, how is this gemiyah spelt? Gemiyah with an aleph? Kedei gemiyah with an aleph? Or kedei gemiyah with an ayin? Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hagmi'eini no ma'at mayim bekadei. So we see that the correct spelling is with an aleph. Iboyilohu. We heard in the end of Klal Godol that the shear of Eitzoras Oichlem is bekigroigres. Chutz mikliposom vegarineim. So the Gemara clears a shaila Iboyilohu. Garinin is spelt with an aleph, or garinin is spelt with an ayin. Omerove barule v'nigra meyarkecho. That garinim is derived from the word giroi. Let us see Rashi. Garinim masnisin de pirkin de leel, chutz mikli posom vegarineim. So how is garinim spelt? Venigra. Vahagarinim zerkim. You throw away the garinim. Venigroi mitecha oichel, and it is missing from the oichel. So they says the whole the shayrish of garin is what happens to the oichel, that it's chosor of these garinim. It does not remain in the oichel. Iboyilu. Oimemais with an aleph, oimemais with an ay. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, arozim loy omemu. Let us see, Rashi, what this is speaking about. Oimemais. Gabi, oimemais is a loshen kvuyois. We have coals which are not glowing. They're kvuyes, they're extinguished. There's still heat in them. There's a potential for them to become leicheshois, but now you do not see anything in the coal. That's called oimemois. It's kvuyes. Gabi gecholim asinalei bekeitzat zoylim. The Gemara in Keitzat zoylim speaks about gecholim. Let us see the Girsas Abar. The lokach meloy hamachto gachlei eish. This is speak about the Kohen Gadol. When he goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he takes Malay Machto Gachlei Eish. So there's a Baraisa. Gecholim Yochel Oimemois. I would think it has to be gachale is a lashon gecholim, so I think it should be oimemoyz that you take gecholim kvuyos. Talmud loime eish, so it says eish. E eish yochel shalheves. I would think it either shalheves. Talmud loime gachale. Al kaponim. So there we find this beraisa. We find with the word oimemoyz is used. So the shaila is how do you spell it? So the Gemara brings a posik in Yecheskel, Arozim loy omemuhu. Now this posik is speaking about Ashur, who is nimshal to a tremendous, beautiful tree, and the posik is speaking about what the beauty that Ashur had and the height that Ashur possessed. Arozim loy omemuhu. The other cedar trees which were surrounding him, they did not dull or darken the matter of Ashur. So we see al koponim that the correct spelling is with an I. Iboyilahu ma'amtsin tnan oy ma'amtsin. Is ma'amtsin spelled with an aleph or with an I? This is speaking about ma'amtsin lekamon gabe einayim shel meis bepeirik shoyel. So there the Mishnah says that in Shabbos one does not close the eyes of a meis. It's also shayla of tiltul muktzeh. But how is it spelled? What is the correct spelling? Omer Rabbi Yochanan va'oitzim einov meir ois bero. Someone is meirer even though here the tzaddik is before the mem. And then we're speaking about ma'amtsim that the man is before the tzaddik, but it's the same shayrish, and we see that it is spelled with an ayin. Soiger einov mir ois bero. Tanu rabon hamoitzi cholov shel behime kidei gemir. So the shir is kidei gemir. Cholov shel isha veloiven shel beye. What is the shir of cholov shel isha beloivin shel beya? Kidei litain b'meshifa shel kila. That is the amount that is necessary to put in a meshifa shel kila. Shel gilin la shayfai b'cholov shel isha, Rashi says. So when they used to mix up the contents, kila is a type of a medicine. They used to mix it with a liquid, type of a sam, so they used to mix it. So this can be used the meshipa shel kiloy. The Chodesh Aviv asks a ha'ore. The Gemara later we will have on Daf Ayin Ches says as follows that the guidelines how to figure out the shear of what the shear heitzo is. It depends on the two guidelines. If there's a shimush that is shchicha and a shimush that is loy shchicha, that means, let's say, an article has two shimushim, two usages. One is a shchichtik shimush and one is not a shchichtik shimush. So memele, then you go bosa and you want to figure out the shimush, the shir of this article, and if it's used for this purpose, it'll have one shir. Yeah. So the Gemara says, then you go basel the shimush hashchicha. That means if it's mostly it is used for this shimush, so you go basel the shimush hashchicha, bein lekule, bein lechumre. That means even though it has a usage for something else, in that usage the chshivas has a smaller share, but since that is not the shimush hashchicha, most of the times it's used for something else, so there's a bigger share. So the shir of that article is the bigger shir. What if both are shchiach? Then you go lechumra. There's two shimushim, and both are shchiach, you go lechumra. So the Chodesh Aviv asks, lechayre, the white of egg, lechayre, good, you could use it for kiloyer. But the white of eggs, mistama speak to any baker, to any balabosta, the whites of eggs are azichi used lechayre chachile. So, Mamela, that's Mistama, the Shimush, Ayaisa, Shchiche. So why do you cheshbin with the shir of killer? So he says two terutzim. One terutz, l'cheir is a psadoichik. He wants to say that we are speaking about a blitzdrop and the egg that has some dam in it. So memele, so that's the shir. Ein chanami, an egg that's oimid l'achile, the shir is like a different shir. And it's a machel, so the shir is kegregris. We are speaking about a beye sheyesh bo dam. I'm just wondering if the cholov shel isha, we could also ask the shayla of the chaydesh ha'oviv. Stama also, it's more used for the lalahonik tenaikis than for to be ma'arev and akila. And this eitzah of yesh bo dam, I don't think would be appropriate. Then he says a second teretz, maybe there's a certain choli that you need dafke the loivin shel beye. A certain type, some amela is this for that of ishchiyach, pesach nisht. Al koponim he says because the zach is like this. You can use other liquids in mixing up tequila. You don't need dafke loivin shel beye. So he's mechadish as a certain sickness in the eye, which dafke loyim vin shal beye is needed. So then they're both called shchiche. They both are called shchiche. So then we go lechumra. Kiloyer kedei loshuv b'mayim. The sum of kiloyer. So again, there are many liquids that can be used to dissolve the kiloyer in kedei loshuv b'mayim. So this the Chodesh Ovev explains, so this is a smaller shear. That means when other liquids are used, seems since they're thicker, one needs a larger amount of kilo. But since you could dissolve the kilo in mayim, so one does not need such a great shear of kilo. Boy Rav Ashi, kidei shife, oi kidei achize v'shife teiko. The shaila is, how does one get this killer into the eye? So there are two procedures. Procedure Aleph is that one sticks his finger into the killer, and then he goes and he smears it in the eye. Now if he does this, so he has to take into consideration that some of the killer will remain on the finger. So memele, if there is a certain amount that has to be put and dabbed into the eye, so we have to take consideration that is not, we cannot use that amount alone, because in order to apply it to the eye, you have to take in consideration that some will remain on the finger. So you need the exact shear, you need the shear of how much is needed to be applied to the eye, plus taking into consideration the amount which will be stuck on the finger. That is kedei achize v'shife. The other alternative is that you won't apply it with a finger, you'll apply it, the Chodesh Ovev says, with a feather, or a Q-tip, mustamet, al-koponim, which it seems will not absorb so much of the killer, so then a smaller shear will be sufficient. So that is the shayla in the Gemara, mamach, it's a shayla in minute chalokim, and the teiku. So the Gemara blibes by a teiku. Rashi says te loshayf b'mayim. That is the shear of kiler lishnei einayim. For both eyes, the Meiri is chaylik on Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. So he says, when killer bo elo mitzat chayli, when one applies the killer, it's only because there's a certain type of sickness or infection in the eye. Vaharbe mechushim regilin ba'ayin achas, she'ein chaveroi nasa loy orif. There's no din arvis that one eye is sick, so the other eye dafsach as I know you said boil, so you have to stick killer in the other eye also. There's no such din. So he's chaylik on Rashi, why Rashi said that the shir is l'shnei einayim. Kedei shife, oi kedei achize v'shife, ma'ashen nidvak betzba oisov, levad ma'ashen oisim be'enov. besides what he puts in his eyes, you have to take this into the consideration also. Dvash kidei litein al hakosis. The shear of dvash is that one puts on a sore of either, we hear the machlekes harishayim, either it's on the backs of behemoth, the way Rashi says, or it's al gava yad, al gava regel, the way other rishayim say. And it seems this kosis was a type of a boil, a pimple. That's what this causes. So now the Gemara kler tonen k'day litain al pi causes. In the Bereis and our Mishnah it says ala causes. And the Bereis says k'day litain al pi causes. Boy ravashi. So now we are measuring the amount of dvash that has a cheshivis. So the minimum amount is that could be smeared on a kosis. But the b'rais says pi kosis, bo ravash. Al kosis, apume de kule kosis, oidilme amul shekama de kosis, lafuke hudavna de loy teiku. Let us see Rashi, what the shaila is. Apume de kula kosis. What is called pia kosis? Does it mean one has to have, let us imagine, let me tell you maybe the lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri explains it a little better. Kol bue, every boil or every growth, hayoitzes, that grows out of the skin. Uchshemizbasheles, lohaitzi mulshe, Musa, when it gets ripe enough for the pus to come out, mischadedes miyat. So it comes to a head. This pimple, this boil comes to a head. Va'oiso shipua nikra pikosis. The shipua, that is the pikosis. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara declares, how much dvash do you need? It's choshev, you smear it on the kosis. Does it mean the amount of dvash that is needed? Apume de kula kosis. You don't just, enough dvash is smear on the head of the boil. No, the whole outside of the boil, kol make kruyepe, the whole outside is called pi kosis. Or mul shekamo, the top chelik, elyon shel make, the top of the laafuki hudarno deloy. Lafuki hodo down, the area that is not on the top, the area that is surrounding area, that you don't need. Teiku. So the Gemara blives by a teiku. Again, the shaila is again in the nachi of chatos, what is the minimum shear of dvash? Dvash that can cover the top of the makeh, or it surrounds the whole makeh. The Chodesh Ovev asks a pertinent question. It seems the Baraisa, the Mishnah says al akosis. The Baraisa lochayres meforish al pikosis. So now, what is the Baraisa moisif on the Mishnah? If the Baraisa also holds that it is that you need enough dvash for the whole buhe, for the whole market, so why did he say pikosis? Why was it that the kosis alone? He also knows it means the market. So al kochot, the Baraisa said pikosis to say that after the top chelik. The head of the kosis, that is sufficient. That's the Chodesh Ovev's kasha. So he wants to say two terutzim. Could be pi kosis, he means to say that the redness of the bue, which is on the bottom, that does not fall into the category of kosis. It doesn't need the mamish, the top layer, but the area that is inflamed in red, that's what wants to be a lafuki pi kosis. That's why he says, pikosis and not the redness. So he wants to say a second teretz, it could be that the Baraisa was not meforish the Mishnah. The Baraisa said the halach in his own oifen of speaking. So the Baraisa called kosis pikosis. So it could be, there's no kasha why it was moisiv the word pi. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Kol ma shebora kodish bolchu boi lomoi, loi bora dovor echod levatola. Whatever is in the Briyeh, there is nothing that was created without a purpose. It's very interesting, the Lashon of the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, Mipinois Hadas, from the foundations of the Das Yehudis, Miyesoides Amunu, Shaloi Liyaches Lashem Yisborach, Poyel Habatola. That there was something that's created without a purpose. Va'af al-pisha harbe dvorim nelmo mimenu sibas mitziyusam. Even though there are many things which we do not understand the reason why we need them, but everything was created with a purpose. So here the Gemara is going to bring about certain things which we can't understand what tachlis they have. So the Gemara is going to explain the purpose and the benefit they bring to the Bria. Bora shavlo. Now shavlo seems to be a snail. A snail without a shell. So the shavlo was created lekosis. This is a lekosis meinicha olof. You put this on the kosis, and it seems the inflammation settles. Bora zvuv letzira. If a person was bit by a hornet or a bee, so you take a zvuv, you take some flies. Rashi says lezvuv letzira, lemi she'oktzoi tzira. A person has a bite from a tzire, from a hornet, kaiseish zvuv, you mash up a fly, umenicha olof, and it is very soothing for a bee bite. Bora zvuv letzire. And all these things, the Yinyakim says something very interesting. That Chazal are telling us, not only they're telling us this, they're migale, these inyonim which are refuis. Chazal are also telling us that one is permitted to kill, like a zvuv, even though it's not mitzayrim, is permitted to kill it because this is adin l'verafua beduke. There's no shail of tzar bal chayim, so letzayrich ha'odam, a person is permitted to kill insects and animals. So this is considered a refua beduke, that a person is permitted to mash up flies, to put it on a bee bite or hornet bite. Yitush, but a mosquito, lenochosh, that's good for a bite of a nochosh. Venochosh, lechafofis. Chafofis is a type of a skin disease, a type of a shchin, min shchin. And this is good, the nochosh is good for this. V'samomis la'akrov. If a scorpion bites, a samomis is a spider. La'akrov, akitzes akrov, koiseish samomis, umenicha olov. I think others say the nochosh, you cook up the meat of the nochosh and you put it on the shchin. You cook it in oil, someone says. Samomis la'akrov. Heichi ovidlei, samomis la'akrov, v'nochosh la'chafofis. So it seems the Bach is learning the Heichi ovidlei is going anochish la'chafofis. How do you do it? Maisi chode uchme, you take one black snake, v'chode chivre, one white snake, v'sholkilu, and you cook it in oil, v'shaifilei, and you rub it on the chafofis, on the shchin, and that is a refuah. There's an interesting marsha. The marsha says, the Gemara asks, why did he create the zvuv? The zvuv letzire. So why did the Gemara ask, why did he create the tzire? After shtelzach nish the Gemara. So he says, the tzire is no kasha. The tzire and the nochash were created liyaser as abriyes. That's no kasha, fakel. They were created. If a person gets a hornet bite, that's Yisurim. He should know that. But if he doesn't have a fly that's bothering him, so why do you need this fly flying around? So that the Gemara says, this fly is a refuah for a machla. That's why he's around. refuas are in the Bria. It seems that the machlis, I once heard b'shem Rabbi Yankiv zechayne levroch, Rabbi Yankiv said, when we'll find out the refu v'gnyena machle, it'll be something mistam in the Bria, that one will be able to take up some medicine, and it will be healed. He says, the refu is what the doctors are doing now, are equivalent to a person who has a splinter in his finger and they amputate the hand. That's one way of getting rid of the splinter, but l'cheira, that is not the ideal refuah. No, we don't know anything better. But al kaponim chazal amigala to us that in the Bria, for all the mazikim, for all the machlis, in the Bria already, the Rabbeinu Shalom created the refuah. Tanu rabbonon chamisha emois hein. There are five fears that Amos cholash al gibor, that a gibor is afraid of a cholash. That means we find in the Bria five such Amos. Amos mavgia al ari. Amos mavgia al ari. Let us see Rashi. Mavkiya, so Rashi says, Chayo Ktano, V'koilo Godu, it is it's a small Chaya, and it has a loud voice, V'shemei, and the Ari hears the voice, V'yore, Sheteiber Yogdoilo Berei, such a loud voice, he will never attribute to a small Chaya, so the stomach roars more than his voice. So Mamele, so the Ari gets scared. The Rabbi Nachman says Shehima Aleches Bein Ragli Ho'ari V'tzoyekes B'Koil Godol, it's running by his feet, U'mevaheles O'ari, and the Ari becomes Mevoil, it gets frightened. The Ben Yoyodo says, he wants to say it's a different pshat, that this Mavgiya is, he says the Arabic name for it is a certain type of a small chayev. It's similar to a cat, and it has very, very, very sharp nails. And it jumps to the head of the Ari, and it jumps very quickly, and it jumps and gets, and it scratches right down to the brain, and it'll kill the Ari. And the Ari tries to turn, but it's a very quick chaya. And mamish, the Ari is mamish scared stiff of this small chaya. That's what he wants to say. This is the mafgia. Amos mavgia al ari. Amos yitush al apil. A mosquito is scared, an elephant is scared of a mosquito. Chayek, yitush nichnas lapil b'chaitmoy. It goes into his nose, loyalaino. It also brings down that it gets, shrekliche yisurim, and it gets ganz mevuul. Amos yitush al apil. Ema samomis al ha'akro. Samomis again is a spider. Al ha'akro. Ema sanunis al ha'nesha. Sanunis is a small bird, a swallow. So there, the eagle was so powerful, the most powerful of the birds is scared of this sanunis. Ema kilbis al leviosa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Sanunis nichneses tachas aswalo nichneses tachas kanfei hanesha ma'akvei miprishes knofo. It's unable to spread out its wings. Kilbish sheretz kotn benichnes legag godol ba'oznoi. Others say that the Livyoson is a, Ben of Yosef says it's a crocodile. It's not the Yen of Livyoson, and it's afraid of this kilbis. It's nichnas la'oznoi. The Ben Yehoyada wants to say that Be'emes and Chazal want to be megale, that there's a shibud dalad malchiyas, and then there's a shibud to Yishmoel. And to each gvure that the humans have, Chazal are telling us there's a davar cholosh that is more powerful than them. He explains Bovel is nimshal to an Aryeh, that's Golas Bovel. Ola Aryeh misivchoi. Achashverish is an Akrov, exactly how the Moshel to Modai, I don't know. Yavon, he says, they came with elephants. That's the pill over here. Edoim in Tagvi Kanesher. That's going on Edom by Evadia. And in the fifth one, Livyosom is going on Yishmoel. Shemislave im Yisroel, they have a chibur to Klal Yisroel. Shenimoilim. Grad I saw b'shem Abchaim Vital. Abchaim Vital says that there are Dalid Malchias that Klal Yisrael will be Meshubetu. And after Dalad Malchis, he speaks about Yishmoel. And he says, Pshat, in Kapitel Kuf Chav Dalad, Lule Hashem Shaho Yalonu Yoymar No Yisrael. This is going on the Dalad Malchis. Lule Hashem Shaho Yalonu Bekum Oleinu Odom is going on Yishmoel. Because Yishmoel is called a Pera Odom. He says that the Dalad Malchis Anim Shel Lechayis. And Daniel, each one is nimshal to a different chayah. And Yishmoel is nimshal to an Odom because he's nimoel. Tzalkoponim, it seems also that the Ben Yehuda is learning pshat that if this is a, we're speaking hey Emoi, so we are koilu, the Dalad Malchi is, and we're speaking about Yishmoel. That Alkoponim, Adovo Cholosh, is the, this Emes Cholosh ala Gibber. Omar of Yehuda Maikro, where do we see this in the Posik, that there's such an Indian, that a Cholosh is stronger than a Gibber? The Posik says, Amavlig Shoid Al Oz. Zot Rashi, Amavlig Shoid Al Oz, Hamachzik, Rabbi Shalom Stark, Shodud, the weak one, Al HaGibber. The Ben Yehuda says a vote that hey Mavlik, there are five things. That's what the Gemara said. Hey Amos, there are five things that Mavlik shoy the Rebbein Shalom is mechazik. The shadut on the strong one. Rashi says Hamagbir shodit v'cholosh. And this pasuk in Amos. The Ebish is Magbir, that the Kerl is Gaber, the Cholosh, and the Od. Rab Zeire Ashkach le Rab Yehude Davekoi Apisre Devei Chamua. Rab Zeire found Rab Yehude that was standing on the Pesach of his Shver's house. The Chosye Dahave Bedichye Daitoi. He was in a very good mood. He was in such a mood that whatever you ask him, he'll answer you. So Mamele thought this was a golden opportunity. The Ben Yehuda says that, why did the Gemara give us this Hakdome? Because we'll soon see the Shailas, Api Pashtas, they don't seem too important, these Shailas. The Zichatifra Kavonis also. But he said, the Gemara gives Agdom. In the Beis Medrash, he wouldn't ask him the Shailos. That's number one. And if he wouldn't be in such a good mood, he also wouldn't ask him the Shailos. But now he found a golden opportunity. He wasn't in the Beis Medrash. He was a very good mood, so now he thought, now he'll have the opportunity. On Alei, my time easy, mazgon bereisha. Why is it that if you have a herd of goats and sheep, that the goats go first. V'hodar imri. First the goats go, they go ahead, and then the kvosim go, the sheep go. Amalei kibir yosei shaloilo. The bereshe chashoyche v'hodar nahoilo. Let us see Rashi. First the darkness comes, the darkness is magdim the oil. Rashi, kol chalalei alme perish. Perish dvorim hanasim b'chol chlal ha'olam. Things which are done in the whole universe. He would tell them that. Misagion b'reish edro, mahalchais b'reish ha'eda. So he said, b'reishach ha'sheiche, stam izim shcheirais, stam recheilais levonais. So just like in the Briya, the Choshech was before the Oyer, so also the Izim are before the Izim are before the Imrim, the Shav. The Marsho wants to say, here already wants to say, could be, there was a Psatifri Kavone, that the Shaila was, he says, the Izim are Nimshel to Malchus Yovam, and the Imre is Nimshel to Klal Yisrael, Sep Zure, Malchi Chashmenoi. So he said the Malchus of Yovam came before the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Later the Malchi Chashmenoi were Moila. So why was it that way? So he said, this is Merumez and Biryosei Shel Oilam. It says, Friye V'choyshech Al Penei Sahayim. Chazal tell us, Ze Malchus Yovon Sheikh Shicha Einayim Shal Yisrael. And then later it says, Yehi Oyer, some Seif is Ma'irer, I mean, what the Teretz, okay, in Pasuk Shtei Teicha the Zoibs, he didn't really answer the question. If the question was, why is it that way? So Ma'mel in Pasuk Shtei the Zoibs. It's not too clear what the Teretz was, but he says, Al-Kabon, that's what the Chazal Amaram is over here. Not to say Bechlal, whatever it is Maram is, that is the Seder, that the Oyer that comes Mitoich HaChoshech is much more appreciated. That's why the Seder is, first the Chashchus comes, and then the Oyer, and we will see the Gevaldike HaTove in the Oyer that comes Mitoich HaChoshech, after we live through the Choshech. Then he asked him a second Kasher. My time hani mechasyon bahani megalyon. Why is it that the sheep have a tail, and so mamele they're covered, the tail covers the rear end, and the goats don't have a tail, bahani megalyon. So he answered him, hani de mechasinon minayu mechasyon. Those that offer us a kisui, that means we derive benefit from their wool. So there's also zoiche to a kisui. Bahani delay mechasinon minayu, the galion. Those that don't offer us a benefit of kisui, they only have, the knights of Izim is only seyo, you make a sack out of it, you don't make something important out of it, so memela is megalion. Zogt Rashi, Mechashyam Bezonov, Vahani Megalyam, Ha'izim Engle Mali, they don't have a tail. Hani de Mechasinon Minayu Rechelem, Shanachnu Miskasim Mitzimron Gamhein Bechusais. Masha'enkein Eistis, the Izim Nithazot. My time gamle zuter gnufte. Why is it that a gomel has a small tail? So the Gemara answers, mishum de ochel kisi, because he eats thorns. So memele, if he would have a long tail, would get stuck in the thorns. So the Rabbi Shalom was mesavev that he should have a short tail. Teure arichi gnuftei, a shoyer has a long tail, shum de dayer ba'agmi, uboi lekarkushi boki. He lives in a swampy area, so memele, so there are flies and fleas that bother him, so he would be pretty helpless. So therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him a long tail in order to take care of the insects. I mean, here we see Berachma Balkol Maisov. Al Bashgochel Yenu was Mesaviv that each mean should be protected from the elements. Rashi says, the ochlo kisi, koitzim, they eat thorns, lefichoch znovei kosek, they shall yidvaku bo ha koitzim. Boy, the karkushi, paki, lavriya, chayitushim, the mosquitoes. The Marsha says that here he was asking a psatifere kasha also. Gamli is going on bovel. Ashrei shi shamlech es gemulech she gamalt lono. Anar is bovel. She gemulech she gamalt lono. This is bovel. The Zonov is a simon on Shiflis and Yerida. That's the safe of the behemoth. Why did they have a quick safe bovel? They had a quick Yerida. It was done and over with. Klal Yisrael is nimshol to a shayr. B'cher shayrei hodaloi. And Klal Yisrael finds itself in the matzav of Shiflis very long. So he answered him because the Ochli Kasi, they ate up Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, when the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes the Goyim, it is not done in a drawn-out fashion. It is done 1, 2, 3, and they get their Keloyim already. Klal Yisrael, it's Oisketzoyim. The Averis, that means it has to be long drawn out for the amount of Averis that they do. Kesei that they do small Averis. Amal Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Shalom does not give them their peroin bebasachas that they should have a kiyum. The Chassam Sofer wants to say pshat that he asked them a different kasha. He asked them a kasha, he says, there's two types of people by Klal Yisrael. There's the Goyim Lechasodim, and the people who give tzedakah, and then there's the Talmidei Chachamim. He says, the Goyim Lechasodim, we see, Baruch Hashem, they have tervel toichet. I mean, they don't find themselves b'shval ha-matzev. Eilu dvorim, shodom oichol peresem bo'ilam hazeh. The Goyim Lechasodim is, you see, dvorim oilam hazeh. The Torah, the Chassam Sofer says, that's Meramez on the Talmidei Chachamim. It's also a Nimshel Kishoyer, Menachem Zebozeh, it's Nimshel Kishoyer. And the Talmidei Chachamim find themselves very much B'Shval HaMatzev. So he says, because there's a difference. The Ochel Kisi, that means they take from their own money, they give away for Tzedakah. That's a Gevaldike Madrege. That means even though they worked seemingly for their money, they're giving it to a strange person, a nitzrich, the gewaldike madrega and their welt, so we give them oilam hazeh. The Talmidei Chachamim, mishim the dairi ba'agmi, they find themselves in a mokim poetz, and the there's a tvi on them that they should take care of the doyer. That means that the achayis of the doyer is on them. They're responsible for the Torah. And they're not always are they successful. So Mamela, therefore, they can find themselves b'shval ha-matzah. My time kalme de kamtze rechiche. Why is it, Rashi has two pshotim, what this kamtze is? Either this kamtze is a, let us see what Rashi says, kamtze arbetz alokis. But both of these insects have an antenna, as she calls it, a keren, that sticks out. Is why is it that this keren, this antenna, is rechiche? It seems it's very soft. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de daire bechilfi, because they live in the mokim of aroveis. The ikashia, and if it would be hard, and it would bump into these aroves, nadye mis avre, so it would move out of place, and it would become blind, because the antenna of an antenna locus is attached to the eye, so if this would move out of place, they would lose their vision. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made that should have a soft antenna, it's very flexible. Zogt Rashi, Hilfe Arov, V'ikashye Nadye Misavre, V'imhoyse Koshe Tonet V'teyoker, K'shetake Be'etzem. And it'll bang itself on an eight, so it'll move out of place. Misavro, Yistamu Einel, Shemareis Einel, Pluyebo K'dishmul. The Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Hai man, the boy, the lismi lekamtze, the person wants to blind a kamtze, lishlofinu lekarne. So let him go and just take off the karnayim, the antenna, and they won't see where it's going. Now he asked him a different shaila. My time hai timre de taune gulte midli li eile. Zogt Rashi, Timre de Tana Geila Midle Leila, Rishal Ayin Atacht, and it seems the bottom lid of the eye, Kshoitzem Einav Oilo Le Mailo Min Ha Elyoin. It goes, it covers the top lid. O Bishan Kol Berye Ha Elyoin Shoichev Al Atachtoin. So this is very interesting, the bottom lid of a Tana Geil covers the top lid. So the Gemara answers, midli leila, why is it that way? So the Gemara says, mishum de dairi adafi, vi ayel kitre misavra. Mishum de dairi adafi. They live in high places. Sha'ila beleilois ala kroshim ba kairis. Tzorech sheyala tachtin ala elyem ibnei ha'oshen shle yikonis beinam. It seems that's their mocking, they like to rest on high places. At night, some people are making barbecues or cooking or there's fires burning, and lamaisa there's oshan coming out, and that would harm their vision. So Rabbeinu Shalom made that the bottom lid covers the top lid, so the oshan coming from the ground up will not enter their eye. Now the Gemara is explaining some Arama Sheverta what the meaning is. Dosho derech shom. When this is the threshold. Derech shom, one goes through. Dargo, a ladder. Derech gak. Maskulise mosai tichledo. What is Sirashi? Sirashi says maskulise dovo shemat bilin boy. Going kutach oisha lifton. So what is the shayrus of the word? Mosai tichle do. So Rashi says two pshatim. Either one pshat is l'chsheyichle man noichal. And another pshat is v'linire mosai tichle do l'fisha eine kolo atzman oruch. That means that you never finish it. She'eine nechel elo me'at ma'at. So that's why it's called when you open up a jar, you never finish with it. Mosai tichledo. Ben Yehuda wants to say, Chkudi Chazal wants to be meramez, there are two tibulim, what we make, metabol lechem and eifer by the sude of Erev Tisha B'Av, metabol de karpas and chaymetz or meimelech by the seder. Both are meramez on the golis. Memele, that's the mosai, that's the maskulisa, the tibulim, mosai tichledo. When will we come to the end of these tibulim? We will be out of golos. Beisa, bo ve'esevo, boi ve'esevo, come and sit in it. That's a bais. Biksa means a small house, bi aksa. Aksa means it's eng, it's narrow, it's uncomfortable. Kufsa, koif, vesif. Let's see what Rashi says. Beisa, boi, ve'esiv, shederech leishev babayis. Biksa, bayis, tsar, ve'kot. Ve'aksa, bayis, tsar. This is, it's eng there. Kufsa, machteshes. It's a mortar. That they grind things in it. Lishnachine midolachite. It's a measurement. Blinire kimin goylam eitz osili yeshive. There's a chunk of wood that people sit on. It's very interesting. The last pshat of Rashi is very good. L'maisa, the other things we had in Hilchas Tumas Medres, it is not mekabel tume because you say amoyd v'nasa malachteinu. Since the ikir shimush is when it's not upside down, the ikir shimush is when it's right side up. So afilu when one turns it upside down, it is not mekabel tumas medres because it is not oimed for that. So it's very interesting. The first two pshatim that the shem of the keli should be turn it upside down when l'maisa the keli is not oimed for the shimush. The keli is oimed for a shimmish of usage. We see that well, there's no tumas medras because of that. Livni, why are bricks called livni? Livnei bonai, you build a brick house, it'll last for the einiklach. Hutza, chatzitza. Let us see Rashi. Livni, livnei bonai, miskayim ledoiris harbe. This will last very long. Hutza, gather kaitzim, oilulovim. Chatzitza, it's only a separation. Einei dovo kayomo. Elo chatzitza ba'alma. Chatzva, shechoitzev mayim minanoho. Take out mayim minanoho. Kuze, koze. Kli cheres kotten, Rashi says, kozek loimer, dova muet vekal, kemoi zel, this mal choshiv lama loisili miyenech b'matone. I mean, it seems this kuza was one asked, was kenzen nish pashtein to give me a small amount of yayin for free. It's only a small amount. Shutise shtusa. Hadasim are called shutise. So Rashi says, bad shel hodos, shemeragdim boi lefnei kal, shtusa. Nira merakeit kishayt. Meshichlo moshi kulo. Rashi says, Meshichlo safal godl. It's a large basin. Shakel reichtsim yedeyem v'ragleyem imenu. It's a public bathtub. So mamela, that's Meshichlo. Mashkilto mashi kaloso. Moshi kulo reichtsim yedeyem v'ragleyem imenu. Everyone uses this. Mashkilta, this is a safal cotton benor. This is a small, beautiful basin. Mashi kalosa, this is miyuchid lachashuvim. K'may kalo v'ishachshuve lilchaitz emena. Asisa chasirto. The sheirish of asisa, Rashi says, is mortar. This is a place where you grind things in. Chasirto. Shechosa hachakike mebifnim. He says the keli is missing that when you were chaykik, you dug out in a veinik, that's the place where that's the place where you grind the thing. So it's chosa, the mokim you chaykik from it, so that's called chasirta. Others say they bring from the orich chasidita. What's the Indian of chasidita? That it's mishloktis, and it's seivel. That's why that's chasidita. That's the maila of a chosid. Is shemei alboinoi, and he doesn't answer. Seivel. That's the Indian of chasidita. Buchno, the pestle, boi vakeno. So that's a lotion, come and I'll bang it up. Levusha loy busha. Levusha is loy busha. So Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Buchna ali shekoyshishim bay. This is the pestle that you grind with it. Levusha cholik elyon. This is a smack that one wears over everything. Shekoyr and shchuk. So this is called the levusha. Loy busha. This takes away the busha. Limnoya ha busha. Shemechase kolach lukim atachtoinim akruyim v'roim. This covers everything. That means if the other begodim are torn or dirty, you put this over, no one will know the difference. So that's called levusha, loy busha. Glima shenase boy kigoylom. Kigoylom, So this was a type of a cape that she'ein lo chitach ivorim, Rashi says. That means it was a cape that covered the body and was no chitach ivorim. There was nothing cut out for the hands, for those who just covered them. That's glima. Gulso gali ve'esef. Gulso was also a type of a long cape. Maktoirin noe, but this was a bekovedike cape. Now this is a long cape, is gali v'siv. Kshuhu yoyshev, when he sits down, megala atzmoi, so he lifts it up. Shlo yeshev olop, shlo yelach lechenu. He shouldn't be melachlech, he shouldn't make dirty this cape, he'll sit on it on the ground. Lo yeshevenu bekalka, shouldn't rub on the ground. V'yosher saroi. The yikra, the yivole, so memele. So whenever you sit down, you first go and lift up the cape that you shouldn't sit on it. Purya, why is a bet called Purya? Sheporin v'rovin oleho. That is the makor of Purya v'rivya. Beir zinko, that expression is used by empty beir. Beir ze noki. This boyer is clean, like bala sher noki, there's nothing in it. Sudra soida shem lireya. That's, the sudra was a type of a turban that was put on the head and around the neck. So that was soida shem lireya. Weiter, apadno apischo dei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Boir zinko, boir shayofshu meimov, kairin kain. Noki choso meimov. There's nothing left in it. Sudra, delrech talmidei chachomim, latoif sudra, they cover themselves with a sudra. Apadno traklin shel melochim. El pischo, el pesach ze yavoyu akur. Everyone will enter through this entrance, im le mishpot, im le shoris hamelach. Everyone comes into here. Tana rabon, shloisha, kolzman shemaskinim, maisifin gvura. The older they get, the stronger they get. Eilu hain, dog, v'nochosh, v'chazir. So the Iyin Yaakov wants to say that this is be'emes in alimut. That someone usually thinks that the better food he'll eat, he'll have more strength in his later years. So the limud is fakert, that these three berries eat the dvorim kalim or shveilim, a bag is water, and a nochesh is ofalachma, and a chazer is neiva ba'ashpais, he doesn't have the best of the foods, ba'afal pikein, and it calls man shemeskinim, ma'isifin gvurah.